Friday, June 24th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, a number of media outlets, including the Washington Times, is reporting that the International Swimming Authority announced last Sunday that post-pubescent male-born swimmers will be banned from female races, dousing transgender athlete Leah Thomas's hopes of competing against women at the Olympics. The International Swimming Federation, better known as FINA, said that 71.5% of Federation members voted to adopt a revised gender inclusion policy after reviewing the conclusions of a working group established in November to examine the scientific and human rights issues associated with transgender swimmers.
Every once in a while, there is an outbreak of sanity, and that is this news story right here. This action by the International Swimming Federation. Now, Tom, in full disclosure, I need to acknowledge that one of the gentlemen who was involved in the development and implementation of this policy in that association, I have the privilege to pastor. This is why I argue for the church to stay on mission, on message, and in ministry. If we evangelize and disciple and teach the whole counsel of God, then we turn out Christians who, in their areas of life, responsibility, and calling, are able to be salt and light. Now, here's what they've basically said. If you arrive to compete and you have gone through puberty as a boy, then you have to compete with boys, and they have identified the puberty age at 12. And no matter what you do to the male body later, there are certain hormones, testosterone, etc., that is at work that makes the male body different. That brings at least fairness back to the swimming pool in terms of male and female competition. In other words, the, quote, trans female, that is, the man who declared himself to be a woman and walked away with records and all of the prizes of female competition historically, that person will not be able to compete on the international scene. When you want to understand the essence, the content, and the anticipated impact of a policy, all you have to do is take a look at who is supporting it and take a look at who is opposing it.
Pushing back on this decision was the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBTQ advocacy group, which condemned the policy. They called it discriminatory and a blatant attack on transgender athletes. One transgender activist, Charlotte Clymer, called the policy change horrific. She said, FINA has chosen to disregard science and bow to political pressure brought about by vicious anti-trans propaganda.
So all we have to do is put the adjectives and the adverbs in, vicious, anti-trans. No, we've got a sport called swimming. And we want fair competition. And for years, we tried to make room for female competition. And we have also made room to protect female competition from males who have a physical advantage in the competition itself. Therefore, there's female swimming with female records and female engagement in the sport. And there are men who compete against other men with the records that come through male competition, because there is a scientific reality that the male and the female body is different. As much as you might support egalitarianism that men and women are interchangeable, the reality is they are not. That doesn't mean superior and inferior. It just means we are different. Therefore, when it comes to physical competition and athletic endeavor, which is focused not exclusively but crucially on the makeup of someone's body, then what we're going to do is we're going to make sure it's fair competition. I mean, we do that all the time, don't we? Even in childhood, we even introduce age to the factor. We're not going to let 8 years old and 15-year old to get in the same baseball league. We understand there is difference in the body, in its process through puberty, and whether it's a male body or a female body. So, yes, they have paid attention to the science, and out of a desire to protect the integrity of competition and to protect the safety and the hopes and dreams of male and female competitors. If you have a male body, you're free to take whatever name you want to in life, but in a male body, you have to compete against other males. With a female body, you compete against other females. That's what we're giving you the opportunity to do and protect the integrity of the sport.
William Thomas, who now has changed his name to Leah Thomas, insisted last month that male-born swimmers have not threatened women's sports, in part because trans women are women. He went on to say, trans women competing in women's sports does not threaten women's sports as a whole. Trans women are a very small minority of athletes. The NCAA rules regarding trans women competing in women's sports have been around for 10-plus years, and they haven't seen any massive wave of trans women dominating.
Well, that's because it is seen as unseemly. Unlike Mr. Thomas, most men actually don't want the trophy by competing against people that they have an unfair advantage. Unlike Mr. Thomas, well, the reality is he becomes his own argument against himself and his position. Here is a man whose times are not significantly different than they were when he competed against other men. With other men, he was ranked 400 and something, and here he is winning and setting records when he's competing against biological females. He may be engaged in gender dysphoria and identifying as a woman, and that's something for counseling. But it's not something to be accommodated in sport whereby he has an unfair advantage because of his bodily composition. If you don't think he has an advantage, just go Google the pictures of him standing beside the second and third place winners. Look at the body Thomas has in comparison to the bodies of the female competitors in terms of shoulders, muscle density, and everything. It's abundantly obvious that it was unfair. This is more than just placement and records and who got first and who got second. These are women that are being robbed of their aspirational dreams because of unfair competition. And these are women that are being now discounted in possible scholarships. When this takes place at a high school level, then these are women that are losing possible contracts and recognition at the college level. This has livelihood ramifications as well as integrity ramifications and competitive ramifications. Why do we do this? We are willing to sacrifice justice and fairness and integrity. Why? Because we have a heart that rebels against God. We will not surrender and submit to who God is and what God has done as Creator. And the way that we tell God we don't submit to Him is we will not affirm how He made us and then rejoice in how He made us and use what He has given us in the way that He has made us for His glory and for the well-being of others. On the contrary, it becomes all about us. How can I be unique? How can I be noticed? And how can I gather adulation and attention? That becomes the driving force. In other words, the triumph of self is more important than understanding the realities of creation and scientific facts. No, these policies are not ignoring the science. They are affirming the science. And that's what affirms the integrity of the competition and the safety of the competitors.
There have been periods of time in world history and in our nation's history where God brought great revival. What led up to these great awakenings? Could we see such a revival again in our day? Harry Reader examines biblical revival as seen in both the Old Testament and the New Testament in his 20-part series, Revive Us Again, Revival in Biblical Perspective. To order your copy of this CD set, go to briarwood.org/revival. Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.